You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, God's holy days versus pagan holidays. We're progressing along quite well on this subject. Which one do you keep? Tabernacles. Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. Let me read that to you. Leviticus 23, verse 33. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. For 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the 8th day you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly, and you shall do no customary work on it. Okay, let's take a little bit, a little look at the holy days in the New Testament. Acts chapter 18, verse 18. So Paul remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria. And Priscilla and Aquila were with him. He had his hair cut off at Caesarea, for he had taken a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay a little longer with them, he did not consent, but took leave of them, saying, I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing. And he sailed from Ephesus. So here's Paul, decades after Jesus was resurrected, and here are people asking him to stay in a Gentile city, asking him to stay and teach them. And he says, I can't because I must, by all means, keep this coming feast in Jerusalem. But then he promises he's going to return. So if the holy days are done away with, if they're a burden, if they're no longer to be observed, then what is Paul doing observing them? What is he telling other Christians, people that want to learn so that they can become better Christians? I can't stay. I got to get to Jerusalem to keep this feast. See, this is the big debate. The religious leaders of today hate God's holy days. They hate his law. They separate it into categories called ceremonial and moral. Well, everybody, you know, they'll say, okay, we need to keep the moral, but this ceremonial law, we don't observe that. That's a burden. That's no longer applicable. Jesus nailed that to the cross and got rid of it for us. Oh, really? Chapter and verse, please. Chapter and verse. These laws say forever. Sin. I told you the definition of sin a few shows ago. First John chapter 3, verse 4. Sin is transgression of the law. Whoever commits sin is guilty of violating God's laws. Doesn't matter which laws. Observe them. Love them. Embrace them. Learn more about them. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.